like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Man, Ja Morant just can't stay out of, I say trouble, just stay out of the limelight.
His own way.
Yeah, so the Grizzlies have suspended Ja Morant from all team activities again after a video showing the star guard holding a gun began circulating on social media Saturday night. Now, again, they were driving in a car. He was sitting in the passenger seat, and he's holding the gun up. And you can clearly, like, it's up against the window almost. So, like, if you drove by, you could see him holding the gun. I always, and I'm not a lawyer, Angel. I always thought, like, if I'm in a car with somebody and I'm holding the gun up like that and dancing, would a cop pull me over? Apparently in Tennessee, no.
I guess not, and I watched the video a couple of times, and it's very, very quick.
Very
if you miss
quick.
It.
Very quick.
It looks like the guy who was recording him flipped the phone over to Ja, and Ja was holding the gun up, just singing along with the music, and then he quickly flashed it away from him. So it's like, oh, I did not mean to do that, or I was trying to film you, and I didn't know you had a gun in your hand, Ja. So, sorry, bro.
Why?
I messed up your career.
Are you filming all of this? Like,
clout.
Yeah.
Social media, not even likes, it's just interactions. It's on some random person's Instagram live, and there's thousands of people watching it, and they see that.
Was this the worst thing that Ja Morant could have done? No. Not as far as players getting in trouble and stuff. But sure. When you factor in all of his past and what he's doing at this stage, yes, it's bad. Because that's what he got in trouble for last time.
Right.
Pretty much the same thing. So you get one side, and it's funny because this becomes a political debate, right? Because you get the right side that's like, it's just a gun. He wasn't doing anything with it. He's just flashing it. Doesn't matter.
That's not what we're upset about.
And then you get the complete left side that's like, guns are the enemy. He should be gone from the NBA forever.
This isn't a gun issue. It's a person issue.
And it's a perception issue.
Yep.
The NBA doesn't want to have guys doing that kind of thing.
Especially one of their young stars who's already done it within the last 2 months.
And getting, you know, it's just a shift of focus. And it's just, are the guys you're with, are they about clout? Or are they about supporting you in your basketball career?
What happened to the week-long rehab he did?
Yeah.
What happened to the talk with the doctors and the commissioner?
Why is there a gun in your hand as you're driving around town? That's the question.
Why do you need a gun driving in the car with your friends?
Why is there a gun in the car? Are you up to no good? Are you going to go do something bad with the gun? Or are you worried for your life? It didn't look like anybody was worried for their life. They were in there singing rap music and stuff. It's just stupid, dude. Like I said, is it in the grand scheme of things that have happened and pro athletes have done in the past, like bad things, is it the worst thing you could do? No, but it's stupid. And it's a bad look. And I don't disagree for the Grizzlies for suspending him. If this would have been the first time thing with him, what do we do? Just probably, dude, don't do that. That's a bad look.
We already saw what he did the first time.
Yeah. You're going to miss, I don't know.
He missed a week and then he came back and it was fine.
But even then he was going into a facility with it. He was going into the strip club with it and stuff and was proved that he wasn't drunk. So he's fine. It's just a bad look, man. And this isn't what organizations want to represent their... If we saw Russell Wilson or Peyton Manning in a vehicle dancing to music and holding up a gun, it'd be a bad look there, too. It would be. It's just a bad look. No matter who you are, you just got to quit. So now he's out for the foreseeable future, and they're going to investigate this more. He's been sued by a high school prospect after a fight during a pickup game. So you have that as a part of it. You have the situation in the... Here in Denver, when he went to, what's its face, Shotgun Willie's? I mean, sooner or later, you just got to quit doing stupid things. Just stop. Don't video me, man. I have a gun. Or don't have a gun. Just don't. Or don't pull the gun out. Just leave it there. You can dance to music and people will think you're cool no matter what. You don't need the gun to do it. Bryce Harper was ejected from Sunday's 4-0 loss at Colorado after charging at the Rockies dugout following the last out of the top of the seventh inning. They went back. We had a bench-clearing situation. Harper appeared to respond to Colorado reliever, our guy, Jake Birddog,
hey,
who clapped a hand against his glove and said something toward the dugout. And Harper, what did he say? Said something like, you're a trash
organization, all of you.
Now, that's not nice.
It's not sportsmanship, Bryce.
No. First off,
get a haircut.
Get a real job. It's a song. get a haircut, get a real job. That's a good one. Look it up. I want emotion in baseball. And I also don't want, every time there's emotion, oh, the dugout's coming. Here, we're going to get mad. Tanner and I were having this debate in my office, believe it or not. And he wants more dugout clears. I want more emotion without dugout clears. The reason you don't have emotion in baseball is why? If I flip a bat, somebody's going to get pissed off. And then that's probably going to lead to clearing of the dugout and somebody gets ejected and whatever momentum was just gained by me is now gone. Baseball needs to punish severely for dugout clears, but punish nothing for taunting.
It's funny that we bring in this up. So 7 years ago today was when Jose Bautista punched Odor in the face at second base.
Because Odor was taunting, wasn't he?
Something like that. He got in his face.
I want bat flipping. I want clapping the glove. I want emotion. Dude, I know the NBA is called soft, and I get that. I understand why. I get it. I can talk about that all day, but I get it. But at least they let guys talk some trash. They do let guys stare each other down once in a while. Sometimes
there's a reason
they call texts.
NBA players aren't mic'd up.
Yes, they say a lot. Dude, LeBron and Draymond Green look like they might want to kill each other at some point, and they're good buddies, man.
Like, white men can't jump. It's worse than that.
Oh, yeah. That talk in that movie, nothing compared to what we actually hear in the NBA. But Draymond wanted to skip a game to go watch LeBron break his record or whatever. That's how good friends they are and how much respect they have. But they look like they were going to kill each other in the series at times. They allow them to get after it, but yeah, when it turns to a fight of any kind, they tee them up. Baseball needs to let emotion happen. We need more bat flips. We need more clapping of gloves. Like Jake Bird, yeah, hell yeah, dude. Love that. Do it more. But Bryce Harper's of the world, get him back. Trash talk back. Be like, you know what? You can clap your glove. We'll see what happens next.
Just point at the scoreboard, Bryce.
Look at your series win. We just won the series. Or something, yeah, along those lines. But then they just get at it and start fighting.
You're going to fight a pitcher that you're probably not going to see again for another 6 months due to rotation or schedules. It's a random guy. It could just be Joe Schmo on the mound. Doesn't matter. You're not going to see him again.
Yeah. I just think if we made it more of a normal thing where it's cool to bat flip and trash talk and pitchers talk a little trash,
I mean,
then we wouldn't get as pissed off.
You have a weapon if you're a baseball player. You have a bat.
Yeah.
You grab a bat, he grabs a bat, you meet at the mound and just start swinging.
Yes. Just have a bat off.
Whoever bat breaks first loses.
Yes. That's the way to do it. We should do it that way. I mean, hockey lets the emotions get out because the guys go at each other so hard, so they occasionally will let a little bit of a fight slip. They don't
always.
There's
a respect to hockey fighting.
There's a way that officials will allow it. There's times when they're like, okay, I see it's going there. We're not there yet. We're not there. Okay, now it's seeping over.
They'll justify
it. We need to let you guys go at it. But there's a lot. They probably talk some trash. Dude, there's not a lot of time to talk trash in hockey. But there's some stuff there, for sure. Baseball's always been like just serious looks all the time. No trash talking. No bat flips. None of that stuff.
They only smile when someone else messes up.
Yeah, just.
It's like, oh, come on, CJ. You almost had that one.
Let them show emotion. And that's what the NFL tried to do the opposite. Tried to pull it all back a few years ago, getting rid of touchdown celebrations and taunting. Hell, I mean, even if it's against my team, I want it because it fires me up. It gives me something to talk about, and it gives me something to hate. Like I always say, Russell Westbrook's great for the NBA. Even when I'm really against him, he's entertaining. And sports needs enemies. And you want these kind of guys. Baseball needs to allow more emotion to come out of these guys. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Shane Ray has been out of the NFL since 2019. Signed with the Buffalo Bills. Former Denver Bronco. He's jumping back in, man. Shane Ray had some moments. He was picked 23rd overall by the Broncos. The reason he dropped to 23rd was because they found some pot in his backseat. Mm. He was supposed to be a top 10, but he got pulled over like 3 days before the draft, and they're like, what's this? And he's like, I don't know. It's not mine. It's his. Somebody put it there. And he fell, and the Broncos risked it and said, let's go for it. That was a John Elway pick. And he was fine, I mean, in his career. He played... with the Broncos? He played 49 games. He started 15. He had 14 career sacks, 94 tackles, 33 quarterback hits. He was on the Super Bowl 50 team. He forced a fumble in the game. And then he was dealing with injuries after that. But he had some moments for sure. Shane Ray had a nice career, not a great career, not necessarily a good career.
He was
with Denver, but
in between guy between Miller and Chubb.
Yeah, he's just kind of. He's fine, you know, and even, you know, Barrett, he wasn't quite to that level either. He said, there's times I thought I should give it up, but I wouldn't be me if I folded. Even in my darkest moments, I believed in myself. I believed in my preparation. I believed that I would have another opportunity, even if the world didn't believe. I don't know why, but I know why. Shane Ray, he's a former Bronco, man. I'm rooting for the guy. You know, I was excited when we drafted him. I was like, oh, little pot in the backseat. Vaughn's smoking pot
Denver.
All the time, man. I mean, he's fine.
Like, just legalized it back then.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Don't worry. I don't know what it was exactly. It was something like pot, I think. I don't remember. But Phoenix Suns fire coach Monty Williams after four seasons. Four seasons. And you asked the question, did the Nuggets break the Suns? I mean, they were just in the finals not long ago. Wasn't Williams the coach of the year last year? Or was it? When was he the coach of the year?
Would have been the last 2 years.
Man. Look at all the guys that have been getting tossed after success. Nick Nurse, shortly after winning coach of the year and winning a championship not long ago. Frank Vogel won the title in the bubble. Oh, and Budenholzer from Milwaukee just won a title. Didn't he get coach of the year or did he just win a title?
I think he just won a title.
And after his brother died. Here's the thing. Teams are, if you are a coach and you take over a team that's ready to go, and you got two superstars on there, your expectations go through the roof. So here's my advice. If you're a veteran coach or a young coach, and you want a job, and the one that comes available is Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, you might be very careful there because your expectations are to win. What happened with Nathaniel Hackett? Nathaniel Hackett, rookie coach, but still.
You had Russell Wilson.
You got Russell Wilson. If they wouldn't have got Russell Wilson, and same results, same exact situation happened, Hackett might still, I would feel like there's 80% chance Hackett's still the Denver Broncos head coach. Teams don't want to fire a guy after first years.
They just don't get fired on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, for sure.
George Payton didn't want to fire his first hire. He didn't want to do that. So, had they not got Russell Wilson, the expectations would have been, okay, we like our defense, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, let's see which one of these guys is going to go.
First round.
Yeah, let's gear up. Maybe you won't grow that weird goatee, Hackett, and we'll be fine. But then you get Russell Wilson, and it's like, expectations have changed. And then when you sucked so bad, it was like, we got to go get a veteran coach to come in here and help this guy. And that happens with veteran coaches or rookie coaches. Now, if Russell Wilson's bad this year, that's not going to be on Sean Payton. It's going to be on Russ. If a coach goes to a team where, oh, how about Saleh with the Jets? Pressure on him now?
This year,
it's Aaron Rodgers. Unless you see a Russell Wilson thing, but we've seen enough from Rodgers. With Russ, there is the debate of, was it Pete Carroll's system after all? Or was it Russ? With Rodgers, we're not debating. Rodgers has done it with a couple of different head coaches. And we've seen it. The eye test is there. Rodgers is that good. Now, he's getting older. But if you can't make it work this next upcoming year, yeah, the pressure's going to be on that head coach.
Going back to the NBA, I think a coach that, you know, is a great example of this and how it can work out for your favor is Eric Spoelstra, a guy that has had a super team, a guy that has taken a non-super team to a finals.
Yep. He did what he was supposed to do with LeBron. You had to win some titles.
Right.
You had LeBron, you had Dwayne, you had Chris Bosh. You have to win titles. We won two. Maybe not as much as they would have wanted, but you did
you
win
went to
some.
Three.
Yeah, you went to four.
Four.
Because he lost to Dallas, and because they bookended it. They lost their first one, won their second two, and then lost their fourth one, their final one. And I know one was Dallas beat them.
Dallas beat them 4-1.
And then who was the other team that beat them?
San Antonio?
They
played San Antonio twice.
Might have been San Antonio then. Yeah, might have been. But, and then Spoelstra balanced back out and now has teams. They were in the conference finals in the bubble 2 years ago.
They were in the finals in the bubble.
Yeah.
And then they finals
right.
last year.
That's right.
And now they're back in the conference finals.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Malone, pressure's not on you because you replaced Brian Shaw and this first franchise was going nowhere. So the pressure wasn't on you. You're going to try to build this team organically. Monty Williams, the pressure might not have been on you as much because it was just Devin Booker. But then you start adding Chris Paul, and oh, you get Kevin Durant, and it's like you couldn't make that work. Yikes. You got to figure that out. So the Budenholzer one really bugs me, though. Because that's like, your superstar even said, it's not a failed season if we don't win at all.
Where you put a guy like Doc Rivers at this point?
See, like, he's another one. He keeps inheriting all these teams with Boston, he won one. Clippers, he had the Chris Paul, he had the Blake thing.
Well, he had full say on that team, too, because of their owner.
Yeah. Where did he go? Was it after the Clippers? Did he go to Phoenix after LA? Philadelphia? And then you get to Philly, and you've already got Joel Embiid, and then you ultimately get James Harden. There's a lot of pressure there, and he can't seem to get past the big games. No question about it.
Yeah, so he started with the Magic, and then to Boston, Clippers, and then Philly. He's been in Philly since 2020.
He can't get past Game 7s. But that's, I mean, Monty, were you shocked by this? Was this a good move by Ishbia?
I wasn't shocked because just gauging the fans' reaction to that series, it kind of felt like they were pushing Monty out.
The adjustments, the lack thereof, were really bad for Phoenix.
And, you know, granted, they had injury issues. They lost. They were out two starters in the last game. But even, you know, there's a certain, you know, you have a certain length of leash as a coach when you have those expectations. When you have, you know, you're missing players, you got to do enough. You didn't have enough.
Yeah, and you just didn't see any kind of tweak that would make, at least try some kind of tweak.
I'm
some kind of
early
adjustment.
Rumors about him in Milwaukee.
I mean, that they just thing, you cycle through these guys, man. Why move on from Budenholzer? I don't understand that. To go get Monty Williams. I mean, like Malone made sense for the Nuggets. They were a bad team. Malone was pretty good with Sacramento, but was at odds with the ownership.
He was a coach that was looking to find his niche again.
Well, his second year in the league as a head coach, his best player, Boogie Cousins, gets mono and is out for like 3 weeks. And they were like 12-14. And they fired him. 12-14 with Boogie. The Nuggets got a steal of a deal there because the first year, okay, they weren't great, whatever, but that was his first year. And then his second year, they're a 500 team and their superstar gets mono and he's out. And you're going to fire him. So the Nuggets are like, yeah, we'll take him. We'd like him. 24 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll get you cooled off. I know you don't need it right now, but you will. You definitely will. Air conditioning, heating, duct cooling, or cleaning. Call 970-567-0798. HVAC contractor here in Greeley, Colorado. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Offer free estimates right now. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com. Check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. All right, short break coming up. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Baseball in Colorado is electric. Hear it all on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We have some dangerous roads out there. Really, no matter where you are, but we know here in Northern Colorado specifically, there could be some crazy drivers. You get nasty weather, people forget to drive, whatever. You got to be thinking about these fellas here. Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. If you have been in an accident, somebody you know has been in an accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact. That's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. Our boy Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies and the UNC Bears basketball team, is an attorney. He knows these guys. He swears by them. He says they're the ones to talk to. So if you had a fender bender, something bad happened the other day or a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever, or you know somebody that said, hey, I got hit by a car and they were driving like an idiot, we'll talk to our friends at Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. 30 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. A lot of Nugget stuff I want to get to. Broncos information as well. Maybe some good news on Javonte Williams. We'll get to that. My schedule predictions are up. I'm making them official. I decided to make them official, Angel. They're up on the website at thewholeshow.com, so you guys can check that out. My player of the week. We'll get to that in a moment. Well, you want to get to it now? You want to get to it now? The Glass Doctor player of the week is Nikola Jokic. I mean, who else was a candidate? Jake Bird? Kyle Freeland? No, it's going to be Nikola Jokic. So what he did last week, he had two games last week from Monday to Sunday, and all he did was average like 30 points. 11 rebounds and 12 assists in the final two games of the Phoenix series in the series that they won. That's how you close it out. Your super duper star comes up big with averaging a triple double in two closeout games. That was Nikola Jokic, presented by Glass Doctor of Greeley. Glass Doctor of Greeley, we've got a cool deal going on starting today with these roads being what they are. Little rocks falling and flying everywhere. Your windshield sometimes takes its toll. I know mine has. But I got a deal coming up that we're going to talk to our friend Brett, the King of Glass Doctor. The King of Glass, probably, would be the better name. He's going to come in here and tell us what they're doing. Also teaming up with Weld Food Bank. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-six minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Spending a lot of time talking about the Nuggets and their series. Some news coming up with the Broncos. A new business deal with Centura Health. We'll hit that later on in the program. The history between the Nuggets and the Lakers. So excited to talk about that. But we've got something really cool going on. A friend of mine, Brett King, the King of Glass, is where we're going now, from Glass Doctor Greeley's in studio with us. Got to know Brett, I don't know, 6 months, a year ago, something like that, at one of these local events in Greeley. And I've been working with you, and it's just been awesome to get to know you more. You've repaired my windshield once. You're going to have to repair it again because already dinged it up on the way out east. So I'll be back in there. But how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You guys got an awesome deal going on for folks, too. Starting today through the 26th, I believe, May 15th through the 26th, weekdays, an opportunity. If you got a ding on that windshield, here's a great chance for you to go get it fixed.
Yep. Any rock chip you have right now, we're offering $45 rock chips right now. And the great thing about this is we're partnered up with the Weld County Food Bank. And so half of those proceeds are going to go to the food bank. So just make sure you mention you heard it on the radio or from the food bank and come on in, get that rock chip taken care of that you've been putting off, and let us help you out there and and get you fixed up and for a good cause.
Well, and I want to, we'll reiterate the deal a little bit too as we go. But how bad, you always hear, don't want to let it linger. Once you get that chip, man, you don't want to let that sit for too long because it'll get worse over time.
And that's right. Here in Colorado especially, I mean, we've got pretty intense sun, so the changes between the sun and the shadows, you know, from the clouds and things, that crack will start going, and once it's gone too far, then it's got to be replaced.
So. Oh, man. Well, that's what, because when I went in there, I'd waited a while, and I'm getting to the point again, so I know we had talked about it, but I want to get in because you guys, I'm amazed at how quickly you can get it done. I'm not, you know, there's going to be different kind of cracks, different levels and all of that, but it goes pretty fast. I mean, how long did it take you to get mine done the other day?
Well, it's about a 15 to 20 minute repair. It's not long. Everything cures up pretty quick, and then your windshield basically is essentially like new with the cures we use. So.
Yeah, it's fascinating how fast it can go and when you can get in there and get it done, because you can't, it's one of those things, it's easy to put off, but you just really shouldn't do it. You got to get after it.
You got to get it taken care of. I mean, you don't want to have to replace that windshield. That's a big expense at that point. So,
big deal going on. Starting today, bring it in. Bring your vehicle in. I know I've got a crack on my windshield. My wife has a crack on hers. I noticed my father-in-law's Jeep has one, too. I was like, what are we doing here, guys? So, yeah. Brett, how does that work? I've always thought, you know, with the insurance side of things, too. Sure. How does that work with this when folks come in? Because some can, you know, it's covered in insurance. Sometimes it's not.
Most insurances will cover those things. So if you bring that in and it is an insurance that'll cover, just give them a call. Give your insurance agent a call and find out if they're going to cover it or not. Like I said, most everything is covered because they don't want to pay the cost of that windshield either.
Sure. So. And then like you talked about, you're giving back too. You're going to donate 50% of these proceeds if you come in and mention the deal to get this windshield crack fixed.
Exactly. So we're hoping to, we like being involved in the community. And so anything we can do like that, we want to try to do when we can.
Yeah, you're doing that all the time. So obviously, we know the windshield, the dings, all that. Those are big deals. But when it comes to glass, I mean, you guys are everywhere.
We do everything. Yeah.
So many types of glass. You will repair, install, what have you.
Yeah, home, auto, and business. So pretty much cover everything from, you know, anything like railroad equipment. We do the oil rigs, you know. So PDC Energy, I hear you advertise
sure,
all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we take care of a lot of equipment like that as well as your house windows, shower doors, mirrors, you name it.
And again, you guys are just repairing it all on a daily basis. You're getting after it. I was asking you a little bit during the storms and stuff. What's that like? Do you see an influx? Do you see things calm down? Because you just never know with certain businesses what storm impacts will really do. Will it help them? Will it hurt them?
Yeah, and the hailstorms around here, we really don't like the big hailstorms. I mean, you get a little too busy. You can't really take care of everybody that way. But it does increase the business for sure. And we try to take care of everybody as fast as we can. So, you know, if you've got something that's happened like that, you know, no problem. We'll get it taken care of. So.
All right, so we've got the deal going on with World Food Bank. I love that. Again, take your vehicle in. Take advantage of that. Get your windshield crack repaired. But also, you know, for local jobs in the area, too, you guys are the ones to call. Where are you located when people – because you're kind of a tough spot to find, but once people know where you are, they're never going to lose sight
of
you.
Yeah, we're on West 10th Street. So yeah. 6310 West 10th Street. There's a little auto dealership out in front of us, but we're at the Big Metal Building, and all the way in the back of the Big Metal Building, 6310 West 10th.
Okay, so if I can find you, anybody can find you, because I was the guy that got lost at Shields, went into one parking lot, came out the other, and I'm like, where's the car? But Brett, I need to get in at least this week or next. I want to take advantage of that to get my car fixed up. You could see it was sitting out there. You probably just could have fixed it right there with your skill set. You could have just pulled out a little pocket fixer there. But no, I love working with you guys. And again, I was so amazed at the process and how great your guys are, your staff. I mean, it was just so quick to get things done.
Yeah. Great group of people, and they also like giving back too, so they're excited about this deal. So,
how long would it take you to repair some broken glass off of a backboard?
A backboard glass.
Yeah.
So backboard glass is a little different. And so, like, if you're smashing backboards, that's a tempered glass. So we have to make sure we have it made and at the factory and gets it tempered. And so it's safety rated. So, like, when the net comes down and everything, all that little shards of glass that's coming down is actually raining glass. But that's because it's safety rated.
So I don't know if you saw the game, like, months ago. It was a regular season game when they were fixing the rim and all that stuff. I mean, were you like, come on, let us at it. We can take care of this thing. We'd have a whole whole new system put in here.
Exactly.
That's wild, man. Well, we love what you do, Brett. Is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go today?
No, I think I love your show, man. I love listening to what's going on here. If I'm not listening to you when I can here, then we're doing something different. We've been listening to a few things. I have a couple of questions for you, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
I know you've spewed some thoughts here about some things, and I've heard some things going on with the Buffs. Neon Dion and Primetime and everything going on over there. I'm sorry, but I bleed red.
Coach kind of have red on today.
And Coach Rule's coming in, and it's been pretty interesting hearing what's going on there, too, and listening to what's going on with the Buffaloes. I mean, I love the Buffaloes. I follow them. That's not a problem, but come on September 9th.
September. When do they play? So how excited are you? And I want to get into these thoughts, too, but how excited are you for that game?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, you got a couple different things going on here. You got the history between the two teams and everything, and two new coaches. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there.
Is that in Boulder or in?
This year it's in Boulder.
Are you going?
I'm hoping so. I've got to put in for my tickets. I got season tickets in Nebraska, so we're hoping we get some.
How does that work? Do they hook you up down here, or do you have to get them through?
No, we try to get them through the college and through Nebraska, through NU. And if not, we'll be searching them out. So
how do you view that? Okay, you asked me this question. Let's talk about it with old Primetime there. It's a fascinating thing, whether it's good or bad. I'm not sure yet, but it's so fascinating to see what he's done here coming in. I mean, he's treating this thing more than I've ever seen in college, more like NFL free agency than I've ever seen. And we're going to find out what it really does.
It's a big hype. So with the transfer portal going on and that kind of stuff now, it's really changed the game. So, I mean, any given season, I think any team could race to the top. So we'll see what happens with it.
What's the optimism factor like for you guys with Matt Rhule right now? Because obviously the Scott Frost thing, that was exciting. People were pumped and ready to see what he could do because you saw what he did. And obviously it just didn't work out. It looked like it was going to be a dream come true because you get a former Nebraska guy. Just didn't work out. Are Nebraska fans kind of like, okay, we've been hurt before, so we're just going to kind of temper? Or are you guys like, nope, we're going. We're back. We're back, baby. Let's go.
It's a little bit across the board, but from the most part that I see, everybody's right behind it and ready to go. If you do any research into Matt Rhule at all, he's a great guy, just a really stand-up guy. And what he's been doing with the program and everything, the philosophy he's putting back in place and bringing back some former coaches, it's a neat thing to see.
Well, I know, and it's funny, I know there's a lot of Nebraska fans in this area. There are tons of Nebraska football fans in Greeley, Fort Collins, all over the place. Heck, so much that didn't Estes Park used to have a place where it's just for Nebraska stuff?
They still do.
They still up there?
Yeah.
Do you frequent that place?
Oh, yeah. And every time we're up in Estes, we have to sneak in.
You got to sneak in there and get something, man. Well, I know you're also a big local fan, too. Yep. I mean, I know you love the UNC Bears, mm-hmm. and they're rock and roll. All their teams are winning Big Sky championships, it seems like. But you're a big Nuggets guy, too. Yep. So I know the sports side's where we connected. So I'm glad to have you on the program and doing our Player of the Week thing. I mean, it's kind of obvious it was going to be Joker.
Yeah.
It's always more exciting during the fall when you got CSU, UNC, CU, Broncos, all that to pick from, Air Force. Right now, it's Nikola Jokic. I mean, he might just get it. We could just pencil him in every week almost.
Yeah, it seems like it.
All right.
Amazing.
Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Let's have you answer. How's this series going for between the Nuggets and the Lakers? Nuggets in 4, 5, 6, 7. Lakers in 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nuggets in 5.
Nuggets in 5. That's where Brygare went this morning.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I think, they might give the Lakers one game to kind of play with. But, I think they're just going to go ahead and do it.
LeBron will give you a game.
Yeah.
Since you've been doing this for a while, we'll give you a game. Brett, man, I love working with you, my friend. Just appreciate everything you're about and this deal that you're doing, too, for folks. I mean, you're driving in your cars right now. You're looking around at your windshield right now. People are. They're like, do I? Oh, I do. Now's the time. Bring it over. That address one more time, Brett.
6310 West 10th Street.
Okay.
And, if you want to call, it's 970-616-3100.
616-3100. Set something up. Get in there. Now's the time to take advantage of this great deal.
Yep, good deal. Come on in, guys.
All right, man. Well, we're going to get you in before the CU Nebraska game.
All right.
Because we got to get into that. Because I'm definitely more of a CSU UNC guy, mm-hmm. but I am kind of a CU guy too.
So I know that's a cop-out answer since you're in here, but, you know, we'll change how we say things when you're gone. Exactly. It'll be all like, yeah, Nebraska can't do it. No, I'll tell you. With CU, I am definitely more... I am in that wait-and-see mode. I hate to do that because radio hosts, you never want to say, oh, let's just see what happens, right? But it's so bizarre to me. This is something I've never really... It's uncharted territory with what we're seeing with primetime. It's like the Ed McCaffrey thing on steroids.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so, I mean, with him being in there, I think, he's, you know, it's a great influence to get people in.
Yeah.
And what's he going to do when they get there?
Yeah, that'll be the thing. How does it all look on the field? So you're interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
Rams fans are interested to see how this thing's going to go because they play him pretty soon in that first stint as well. But Brett, you're awesome, man. We appreciate you doing this deal. We'll be sure to bang the drum for you guys this next 2 weeks and see if people can get in there and get those windshields fixed up.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brady. Keep up the good work here.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. 12:48 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The boys of summer are back. Hear Rockies baseball on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Hey, listen, I only like companies on the station that I know that I'm going to use. And so you guys know what it is. You're listening in your car and you hear Glass Doctor and you're like, okay, they're probably advertising on the station and they're hooking them up for an interview and stuff. Yeah, but how about when Brett can turn it and give me a sports topic at the end of it? Like, comes in here and just makes the show better. Ken Bone texting in off of his Matt Rhule stuff. And he's like, we've all drank the Matt Rhule Kool-Aid. Like, does that mean you're all in, Ken Bone? That you're all, like, it's all back in for the Nebraska thing? I forgot about that. I knew Brett was a big-time Nebraska guy, but I kind of forgot. And it's like, oh, he was wanting to go. He was wanting to talk a little prime time there. But that, how about that? Great deal going on at Glass Doctor of Greeley. So here's the deal. Starting today, they're going to take $20 off of your windshield chip fix, whatever. Get that fixed up. 20 bucks off. And half of the proceeds are going to go to Weld Food Bank. That's a hell of a deal. Fix your windshield for a great cause. That's starting today through May 26th. That's Glass Doctor of Greeley, locally owned and operated. You need glass or services throughout Weld and Laramie County, they'll go all over the place. Hail damage, they are there for you. Take advantage of this special deal. And bonus points, go in there and mention something about Nebraska. Get a little CU Nebraska trash talk stuff going on there. Angel, did you know, like, this area has a ton of Nebraska fans? Because as you learn this area more and more. So, our friends at Rule 105, Doc, you know, they do Nebraska watch parties there.
What?
That's how they told me that was their most successful, one of their most successful, like, weekly things that they do.
Hmm.
They come out of nowhere, man. You just be walking along and bam, there's a bunch of red. Just kind of oozing out there and get ready for Nebraska and CU. You know that they're ready. I mean, this is a huge schedule coming up for the Buffs, dude. Absolutely huge. We'll see how primetime does. I mean, he has treated this offseason very much like an NFL free agency offseason. Who was the Michigan player? Hunter Dickinson?
Yes.
Was that the 7-footer stud that gave David Roddy such a hard time in March Madness a year ago?
I think so.
So he transferred out. Where's he going?
I think Kansas.
Kansas, and he's basically saying if you could get 110, what did he say? What was his tweet? If you got, like, because he's going to get like $110,000 or something in an NIL deal, just one, or something like that. Heck of a deal. And he basically said something along the lines of, hey, if your job was offering you this percentage of any increase, you'd take it too. Yeah. I would absolutely. Dude, if I was playing college basketball and I wasn't making anything in NIL and Kansas came calling and I heard, pray tell, I heard rumor of that they were going to, you know, Billy's Soda Shack was going to give me $110,000. Hey, see ya, Michigan. The Lakes have been fantastic, but I'm off to Kansas.
I find it hard to believe that a blue blood school like Michigan
doesn't have 110,000
get good NIL money. whether it's football or basketball, no.
What was his, did you find his tweet?
The people hating on me would leave their job right now for $10,000 increase.
Oh, okay,
I got
10.
Less than okay. six figures at Michigan for the year. You're not there to make money.
Yeah, but you're making it now.
That's good, but that's not your primary focus. You're a student athlete.
Yeah, because we all care about his grades.
Not an athletic student employee.
Yeah, but come on. We don't care about his grades. We don't care
if he doesn't have grades, he can't play.
How well he's playing basketball. Float by. You could take bowling.
If he fails a class, that means nothing about him as a person. He can't dedicate himself. He can't have a work ethic to pass a college class.
7 foot. Don't need much from him.
I don't matter. I saw 5 foot people in college fail.
No, I'm just saying. It's the nature of this business. Michigan's making billions off of these guys. I just don't think. Listen, I have my issues with NIL. I do. But the core, at its core, its design is good. Now, do I really love the fact that Dickinson is leaving one stud school for another stud school for however much? I don't know. Yeah, it sets up, it's opening up quite the Pandora's box here. But I still don't like the argument of, yeah, but my job's not giving me a college education, because they can't do both. They have to play basketball, get a college education. They can't really go get a job. Make some money now. You don't know. We don't know if Hunter Dickinson's going to be in the NBA. He might. Probably will be, but I don't know. All right, final hour of the show coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.